At least 15 people with albinism have been abducted, wounded or killed in Tanzania, Malawi and Burundi in a growing spate of attacks in the last 6 months, the UN said Tuesday. Three gruesome assaults happened in the last week alone, according to the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. It described groups of men roaming around hunting for people with albinism in the south of Malawi in apparent witchcraft-related attacks. Here's UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Rupert Colville.
These attacks are often stunningly vicious, with children in particular being targeted. As a result, many people with albinism are living in abject fear.
In Malawi, a man who helped kidnap his 11-year-old niece in January was reportedly promised $6,500 for her body. In response to the attacks, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zaid Raad Al Hussein has called for governments to bring the perpetrators to justice. The ban on witchcraft in Tanzania was a step in the right direction, the High Commissioner said in a statement, but he added that more needed to be done all over the world to end discrimination against people with albinism who suffer social rejection and poverty. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.